Hi, everybody. Welcome to Third Space. I'm Kevin Weir.
And I'm... Kevin, I bit my tongue.
Well, this is going to be a problem.
Ah!
I guess now it is... Hi, welcome to Third Space. This is Kevin Weir and just Kevin Weir. Fuck you, Jeremy. Let's go.
Jeremy Berkeley, welcome to the Third Space, our 10th episode.
Yeah, we hit the 10.
Double digits.
There's children who don't even get this far. Oh,
that
man.
That is actually true and horrible. So you're continuing your streak.
But the funny thing is that for once, that actually relates to what we're going to talk about.
That's true, actually. You ruined the trend.
I know. Usually, we can talk about something.
You're not allowed
else.
To say anything tangential.
There's children playing outside.
Yeah, well, we shut that down.
We went out there and told them, "Hey, you got serious business."
Yeah,
to do.
We're recording a comedy podcast, and children are not funny.
No, they're not. They're never funny. Children are scary or annoying.
Well, we've covered before that they don't have any empathy at all.
No, children are sociopaths.
Yeah, that's what we've covered.
So speaking
before.
Of that, that makes this I mean, we might as well. We alluded to the topic.
I'm just gonna keep avoiding it now.
You gonna keep avoiding the topic?
Oh
now?
Yeah, definitely. What do you want to have for dinner?
Well, my roommates made some some chicken things with garlic bread.
Okay, and do we have beverages?
We have water. Forgot to do my
Kevin,
water bottle.
Yeah, you're going to run out by the end.
I'm going to run out by the end.
I'm probably also going to run out, but that's okay.
Oh, man, we're going to be out of water.
We're going to be so raspy.
We're going to be Rasputin.
Not the same thing.
No?
Nope.
Do you think Rasputin was raspy? Do you think that's where that word
probably.
Came from? You think? Yeah, you
well,
think?
I don't know if it's where the word came from, but he was definitely raspy.
Now, looking at Rasputin, how weird would it be if he talked like this? Hello? I'm Gregory Rasputin.
I will tell you this, Kevin.
Yeah?
There's no way he sounded like that because even if he had a magical boner, ladies would not bone down on him.
Would you like to have sex with me?
And my magical boner?
My eyes are like a demon's eyes?
Yeah, no, I don't... Well...
Look into my eyes and
lady listeners, if we have any, let me ask you if a magical boner is worth that voice.
Ah, crap. He sounds like Gilbert Gottfried got kicked in the balls.
No, Gilbert Gottfried's voice goes down when he gets kicked in the balls.
He actually gets less annoying when he gets kicked in the balls.
Oh, yeah.
When he's kicking the balls, he sounds like John Hamm.
Or I was thinking Frank Sinatra.
Gilbert Gottfried just...
Ba, ba, ba.
You know, Frank Sinatra said words. He didn't just... That's very interesting, Frank Sinatra. Tell me more about the economic crisis.
When it began, I couldn't begin to know it.
Well,
I know it's going strong.
Ah, you're very astute about
and
economic
when I
crisis.
Anyway, now we can get to the topic.
Wait, for a second. I like the idea that Frank Sinatra just talks around things forever. Well, when it began, it began. He's like George Bush.
Yeah, but he knows it's going strong.
Yeah.
Says so in the lyrics.
Or Kretchen. For a Canadian reference, he's like Jean Kretchen. When it began, it began.
Yeah. It was the beginning. It began when it began.
All right. Going back and forward at the same time.
Yeah.
The topic for this week.
Deals with the trope that in anime, only children can change the world.
In fact.
Yeah.
In fact, in truth.
In troth.
In troth?
Betrothed?
I don't know. We're recording later than we usually do on a
That's
day
right.
we don't normally record.
Yep. This is going to be a weird
it's
one.
It's going to be a weird one.
Not as weird as the next one, though.
No, we got to do two in a row.
Don't ask for the episode early. We won't give it to you.
No. No.
Yeah, so...
No, we got a plan. All right, so only children can save the world.
Right, and I think a prime example that a lot of people are going to be able to connect with is Digimon.
That's multiple children, yeah.
Yeah.
But only they can save the world.
Only they can save the world. Adults can't do it.
I mean, even in Power Rangers, as much as those were adults, they were teenagers.
Stop.
What?
Foreshadowing.
What? But in Power Rangers, wait, what?
Okay, think about what our next topic is, because you know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Stop foreshadowing.
Okay. I just always think of it as, like, teenagers with attitude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, too.
Yeah. But they literally refer to them as teenagers with attitude. We need teenagers with attitude.
Well, that's because attitude is the only thing that's going to beat that flying baboon.
Okay, all right. So this is a world where any sort of change, any sort of you say save the world.
Well, we can say save the world, but this is also like social change or economic change, even institutional change. Because let me tell you, I read a lot of manga and I've watched a fair amount of anime, and sometimes it is just about changing the way an institution works.
Yeah.
But only the children can do it.
Like a baking competition.
Yeah.
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 It's very big in anime.
Shogeki no Soma, man. He's trying to change the way that his cooking academy works.
Did you just curse at me?
No.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're saying swear words at me in other languages.
No.
No?
No.
I'm going to trust you on this one.
I mean, I could, but it would be in Dutch.
Wait, Dutch curse words don't sound like they'd be all that bad.
Ruchung?
Yes, sounds awesome.
Yeah. I just called you a snotty little brat.
And wow, that's such a short word for such a very intricate thing someone could be.
Other languages have way more words for things than we do. When we come across a new thing, we add extra words to make it the truth. So, for instance, think like Schadenfreude. I think that's how you say
it,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Right. So that is, in English,
yeah.
It is feeling humor or amusement at someone else's suffering.
Yeah.
Whereas Germans just have one word for that.
Yeah, but I mean, wouldn't that make language a little bit more complicated if you have, like, the thing is that it seems like our language, well, I understand that it's one of the
Inuit
complicated...
have over 100 words for snowman.
Yeah, the different
it's
types
of
snow.
It's just specific. We have words that are more specific. People just don't use them as much.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose.
Like, when you turn the soil, you don't say, this soil is roiling, even though it is.
I see. Yeah, and like R-O-I-L. Yeah. I thought royal was like a catastrophe or something like that.
It's pretty catastrophic if you're the soil.
Oh, God, what's happening? A big turn inside
up
out!
Up is down, down is up!
Oh, God! Someone stop it!
Anyways, children.
Back to children.
Back to children.
All right, so this is a world where...
Well, it's our world.
Yeah, no, it's our world, but only children can change it.
Yeah.
So... I mean, the first thing that sort of has to be figured out is, does that mean that children are in charge?
No.
Right. Because
there has to be an establishment for them to change.
Well, and also because in those ones, the children can't be in charge of the world.
No, no, no.
They just can change it.
They need adversaries.
So, I would point out that means instead of, like, all these, like, mercenary, like, dark mercenary groups that are, like, hired by these...
No, it's children.
Government. It's just children. It's
groups
just,
of children.
Yeah. It's just... I mean, they can't be child
and
soldiers.
And they get power-ups as the plot determines.
The world
I'm
going to
go training. The, 1 week training. My power level's over 9,000 now.
The plot of the world.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that... But here's the thing. So if only children can change the world, that means children can change the world.
Yes.
Is a sort of like a continuation of that. So that means that the world be like just constantly changing.
No, 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 no.
No?
Because the change doesn't come until the stakes are so ridiculously high. Like, because think about the way Digimon is structured, for instance.
All right.
So... they get on that island full of all the black gears in the beginning, and there's Devimon.
Yeah.
You know, and there's Orgrimmon, and Leomon says,
Lord Devimon, my master, I must destroy the children.
That's him. That's
yeah, no, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
You just cursed me?
Shogeki, no. No, I didn't. But that entire island arc
yeah.
is more about the children discovering their group dynamic.
Yeah.
Like, they need to figure out who's the leader, who's the second in command, who's the most caring, who's the smart one, who's this, what's the scaredy cat worth? Like, they need to figure that out.
This one's just a younger child.
How does this younger child get by without relying on his older brother?
The cool one.
That's the quest. Yeah, the cool one.
Yeah.
He plays in a band later. That's how you know he's the cool one.
also, his Digimon's a wolf.
Yeah. Wolves are cool.
Wolves are cool.
Don't sue us, campaign.
No, they can't sue us. That's never mind.
She's part of it.
Sure.
But yeah, that entire arc, and that's most anime's first arc.
Yeah.
For that type of anime, shonen anime.
It's figure out everybody's role in the party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, figure out what
who's the tank, who's DPS,
yeah.
who's healer. Man, these parties are always set up terribly. There's all DPS.
There's no healer. There's no healer in Digimon.
Well, Mimi was the nurturing one, right? But her Digimon was a cactus with gloves.
Well, the champion form, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess. Angemon is an angel, but...
Yeah, but it's not a healing angel.
Yeah, no, he hands of fate and then turns into a baby at the end of that arc. He's like, I used all my energy. Time to turn back into a pink blob.
I'm a baby now.
I am Angemon.
I'm a baby.
I'm a baby.
For anyone who didn't hear that, he probably did. But one of my roommates just yelled at Angemon.
That's the first arc, right?
That's the first arc,
And the second arc is them figuring out what they actually need to do.
Yeah.
So in Digimon, that's when they're going up against Edamon.
Yes.
The Elvis monkey.
Right.
Yep.
When do they fight the poop?
Oh, that's in the first one.
Right.
They're running away from... They do something and then they make fun of the poop Digimon and then the poop Digimon chases them and throws poop at them. Real episode, people.
Man. Just the weirdest.
Anyways, the second arc is them figuring out what they're supposed to do.
Yes.
And how they're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
The perfect instance in the continuing example of Digimon is when everyone's getting their ultimate forms, but Tai and Greymon aren't because his thing is courage.
Yeah.
So he tries to be courageous and is instead just foolhardy, and then you get Skull Greymon and he goes on that rampage because he didn't do it the right way. He wasn't courageous. He was foolhardy.
Right. Because it's specific. The word of the Celestial Law. You got to follow it.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick about it, or else that means you're evil.
Yep. And that's happens in lots of animes.
Yeah.
Where the second arc is, you know, I have more confidence. I know what I'm supposed to do. And I see these other people doing things. I have this pressure. So now I have to succeed. It's a thing that happens all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like. With anything, once you have the first arc, where the first arc is just, like, introducing people, introducing the world, then you only really get real story in the second one.
Oh, yeah.
So, relating this to the real world...
Yeah.
Are we saying that...
Okay, first arc, they're organizing themselves.
So
they're creating their pod.
So, the...
Their pod squad.
Okay.
Their cell. Their resistance cell, if you will.
So, I mean, we have to once again assume in this world that like...
I also want to point out that the adults would try to hunt down resistance cells because they don't want anything to change.
Or try to use them.
No. They wouldn't want things to change.
No, but what if someone wants something to change? Like here's the thing.
That's true. There is usually an adult that's like part of the group, but not really.
We're not just talking about those stories because those stories have already happened. We're literally just talking
of the real world.
About the idea.
Yeah, you're right.
That in the real world.
Governments would go and hire children.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What you just mentioned is you can't just keep children around
because
they need to, like, it's like we talked in, some episode earlier. In the Friendship is Power, that you can't make that artificial. They have to grow together.
Yeah.
So that you can't just keep, like.
And there has to be adversity.
So you can't just keep, like, pods of children around. So what we're really dealing with here is an Illuminati type situation.
Yep.
Where a group has to pull strings to get these children to sort of like...
Or Kevin. Or Skynet situation.
No, Skynet's only... Are you saying a computer is trying to get kids to...
It can't change the world. Only children can.
Did children cause Judgment Day.
Maybe.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We can't be sure.
All we know is that Skynet needs children to change the world.
And Edward Furlong didn't do a good enough job.
Nope.
No. Oh, you know what? He didn't because... So the second one was Judgment Day, and apparently they stopped Judgment Day.
Yeah.
But they didn't actually postpone it. And the problem is that by then, that same kid was too old. John Connor. Yeah, he was too old to stop Judgment.
Too old to change the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He had aged out of the range in which he could change the world.
Once you reach 16, you're done. Get ready to be part of the establishment because you're done.
But once again, that's not saying that, like, adults can't want to change the world.
No, they just don't have the capacity.
Yeah, there's just cosmic laws saying that adults...
They cannot inspire change.
No, they cannot. They could inspire a child to change the world.
Yeah, they can give advice.
Which mostly what it's going through. But one thing, you can't force them into it or else you're not really having a...
Yeah, you can't be like, hey, child, do this thing and it will change the world.
It's like what you're saying with Skull Greymon. It's the Skull Greymon.
Yeah, you can't force it or you get a rampage.
Exactly. We got just children rampaging all over
the place.
Like
the video game, they'll turn into giant lizards and apes and rat men and climb on buildings and punch them down.
This is a strange way that like this world has gone, but I agree with it. So when a child... If a child is forced into trying to change the world,
he turns into a giant monster.
He turns into either a giant rat.
Giant rat.
A giant monkey.
Ape.
Ape. Or a...
or a giant lizard.
Or a giant lizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, canon.
I'm pretty sure Lizzie is based off of an iguana, so we'll say giant evil iguana.
Iguanas are lizards!
Yeah, but...
What
is more terrifying? Giant iguana monster or giant gecko?
Giant Komodo dragon.
That's true.
Choose option C.
Or the longest one.
It's, you know what? It's a giant snake, but only in length, not in width. It's just
that's
a
the worst.
Really, really.
It can still unhinge its jaw, though, right?
Oh, yeah. It just takes you a long time to get to Oh, crap, that's his tail. It's here at least 3 hours ago. If it turns back and comes around, we're screwed.
That would be an easy monster to deal with. Speaking of monsters, I watched this really, really, like, I think 1990s B-movie. It's called Mammoth. And in the middle of the movie, there is a 5-minute milkshake break. Literally go into a milkshake store and they order a milkshake. For some reason, the employee's still there, even though the entire town is abandoned by now. And they all order milkshakes and they just sit around talking about stuff, having milkshakes.
Mammoth is scary.
Some of the characters have no lines, but they're still in the shop. So the entire time, the actors are just sipping on milkshakes.
Should we do someone
about
the
monsters?
I don't
know how many takes they had to do with it, but I like to think that somebody had to drink 5 milkshakes as part of their job.
Well, that's what happens.
It's like drinking a gallon of milk.
That happens. That's why, like...
Dairy vomit.
That's why it's actually...
This contract requires you to be constipated. Try again.
It's in your best interest as an actor to try not to drink or smoke on screen.
Oh, it's the worst.
Because
it's the worst on stage, too.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, you're also not smoking a real cigarette.
Yeah.
Herbal.
Mine is peppermint scented.
It's just paper filled with
I'm smoking
cocoa
paper.
Beans.
That would still be really bad. That would still
I'm
be
not
very,
very intelligent.
What were you talking about?
I don't remember.
Neither do I. Damn you, Mammoth. Damn you.
All right, let's track this back, because we were talking about Mammoth, we were talking about Rampage, we were talking about children becoming monsters.
Right, they were being forced.
You can't force children to change the world.
Yeah.
So yeah, you'll have...
You can only teach children and have them come to their own conclusions.
Exactly. So, so that means that any sort of adult, any sort of older person who's not a child, we'll just be honest, are probably children who have changed the world.
Yeah.
And then, like, or they're like, the world's not done yet, but I've aged out. It's time to for the next generation to come in.
Yeah. But remember, in the third act, there's always a tragedy.
Okay.
Well, if you go back to Digimon again, the tragedy is Devimon is now that Impmon thing.
Okay.
It turns small, and then it redeems itself and then dies.
Yeah, it does its face turn.
Right. Yeah. So tragedy strikes, and that's in every... Like, so, that's just the
so when you're saying things like this, are you saying that literally every single time a child has to change the world, it has to hit all these points for the change to happen?
I think it happens often because only children can change the world, and the only way, like, the stakes have to keep getting higher.
Because really what you're saying means that, once again, going back to the Illuminati net,
yeah,
that is trying to change the world.
Illuminati net is the best.
It also,
you're making me so happy right now.
And making them so scared.
Yes.
Now they know that we know.
Hashtag Trumpet.
Tell us the truth pit.
Yeah. The truth pit.
The truth pit.
Don't lie or I will put you in the truth pit, Jimmy.
With Shroompit. And all the Shroompits. Shroompit and his Shroompits.
Man, anyways,
that was a good game.
It was a good game.
It's a good game.
GG.
So the Illuminati net is not only manipulating, like, the children into wanting to change the world. They have to make sure all of these criteria are met.
Oh, yeah.
They have to make sure that they get to know each other.
Yep.
And then there's, like, another arc, essentially, for them to, like, go through some stuff. And then there has to be... Then they have to orchestrate some sort of tragedy.
Yep.
They'll be bad
enough... And also some sort of redemption.
Yeah. It has to be bad enough that it's still a tragedy, but not so bad that the children will just give up. Because, yeah, I mean, they're children.
They have to keep going for their fallen comrades.
And we're not really talking about, like, you know, the animated, the fictional children who really are just adults in child bodies.
Yeah.
We're talking about real world children.
So, yes, that 10-year-old, is in training to change the world.
All 10-year-olds want
to
change the
world. You know that education that's indoctrinating the children? Yeah, it's indoctrinating them to change the world instead of being mindless cogs in a society.
So do you think it's common knowledge that only children can save the world?
I don't think so.
So it's
got to be hidden. If there's an Illuminati net,
well, because, like,
if there's a luminous net, then then they would keep it secret.
The all seeing eye pewter.
Yeah. This is the best.
This is the best.
I would love fan art of that, by the way.
The all-seeing eye pewter. All right, so... God, Illuminati net. This came in another totally other direction. Because if it was common knowledge, then can you imagine how schools would work?
Yeah.
You would have things that's like, just so you know, you all could change the world. Until you turn 16.
It wouldn't be like that, though. It would be the wall situation where all the teachers are horrible to the children because that will make them banned against the teachers.
Oh, my God. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Because if one of the teachers is
in
just
fact,
like...
the wall would be required listening for all these children.
And so they would misunderstand it?
No. So they would be like, yeah, these teachers are in the wrong. We don't need no education. Wrong grammar.
But I thought... Double negative. I had to think about that. Yeah, double negative.
Yep. Thanks, Roger Waters.
But the thing about that is, like, you said that the teachers wouldn't want that. Because it'd be so easy to overthrow the teachers. It'd be so easy. Because all you need is a bunch
of... Well, no, they would overthrow the teachers. This is the first arc.
Okay.
They overthrow the teachers only to learn that the teachers had no choice. And it's the system.
You keep on saying arc. This is the real world. The real world doesn't have arcs.
Yeah, but they have to hit those points. So I'm using arc as like a...
All right, fair enough.
As one of the points they have to hit.
But I mean, that doesn't mean that... But here's the thing. Once the children overthrow the teachers, then the only person who can overthrow the children are more children.
No, because it doesn't stop there. They don't change the system by overthrowing the teachers. They just bring in more teachers.
but if the children eventually do change the system,
yeah,
then the only thing that can take those children down
more children.
Are more children.
Yeah, because guess what? By the time they take it down, they're 16 and they're done.
Okay. Now, let's imagine that somehow you have,
just change the world, Timmy. Guess what? You're an accountant now. Have fun.
So, let's imagine for a second.
I'm imagining.
Doing a good job of it. I see the little thought bubble over your head. Now, let's put in that thought bubble the idea that we have, this just really, really good six-year-old. Like, this savant of a six-year-old.
Really good?
Good. No, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, good, savant, just like, this child changes the world by the time that they're six.
By the time that they're six?
I know, that's crazy. So, that child has changed...
Baby geniuses.
Yeah, no, that baby genius has changed the world.
It's Rugrats. Okay, I got you.
Okay. Now...
This baby is now Tommy, by the way.
So, Tommy Pickles
yeah.
has changed the world.
Good job, Tommy. I knew you could do it.
Yeah. His buddy Chucky's there as well. He didn't do as much, but, Tommy drags him along.
Needed some support.
Now, Angela comes along.
Oh, no.
She's a little bit older, but she's still a child.
Still a child.
So, she decides, I want to change the world again. Away from Tommy Pickles.
I want to change the world in another way.
I want to change the world. So, she essentially overthrows Tommy Pickles in her own child-changing-the-world coup. Now, Tommy Pickles is still young. Like, by the time he's overthrown, let's say he's, nine.
Yeah.
He still has another 7 years. He could take the world right back. At that point, Angela gets a little bit too old. Maybe the twins come in.
I think you're doing change on too big of a scale here. Because if the population is still the same as the real world, then, it's a small subsection of the population as compared to, 25 to 35.
Yeah.
But, it'd probably be about the same. But, you cannot have that many regime changes. Some children would fail. In the real world,
fair enough, yeah.
Some children would fail.
Some children would just die.
Right. But there are lots
we'd
of different
have a lot
countries.
Of
there are lots of different systems. There's a lot of different institutions. Yeah. So, there are children trying to change the world, but in a multitude of ways. It's not to save the world all the time from an evil tyrant, although that could be sometimes. By the way, this also means that only children could defeat Hitler.
Oh man, I would watch Inglourious Basterds if it was just made up of child
it's just a
actors
bunch of children, and the commander's a 15-year-old who's almost 16, and it's their last chance,
and it's still Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Buongiorno.
That'll be a great movie. There's all these children.
Listen up, Quentin.
We got
avid
an idea.
Listener Quentin Tarantino.
You're gonna remake Inglourious Bat. You know what's good? You're gonna remake your entire film library.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction with children.
All with children.
Kill Bill? Children. that makes that story worse. Never mind.
Now it's very important. No more shots of feet.
Yeah.
No more shots of feet, Quentin.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are children.
These are children. No sex in your movies, Quentin.
No shots of feet. Violence, though. Oh, heavy violence.
Heavy violence.
Because these children have seen war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the movie.
Well, it also depends on whether or not that child has already tried to change the world once.
Yeah,
you got to have some war-torn.
Oh, every child has PTSD.
PTSD, scarred up.
Yeah.
I don't know, 13-year-olds who are just like, I see
yeah,
shit.
It's not like anime. They get scarred as shit.
There's just a child who somehow has... Double at 13. I seen shit. You ever seen a man get hit with a flamethrower?
I have.
Fucks you up.
It was Charlie. He was 7.
God damn it, Charlie. You should have ducked. I told you to duck.
Why wasn't it me? You're 12, dude.
Chill the fuck out. But it wouldn't be like, it would be like.
That means there's a group of children who are just desperately trying to get to the age of 16. Because once that happens, they just can go and be part of the regular world. They don't have any more pressure on them.
They have people coming up and be like, hey, how old are you? I'm 16. Let me see your ID. Because when children change the world, you ID children.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, children have child IDs.
Child IDs.
Yeah.
And they need some photographic identification. And they have to renew it so much because they change so much.
Exactly.
They grow.
Every single year you renew it until you turn 16.
Until you turn 16. Then you still have to renew it every 3 years.
And then you get your license and your driver's license.
Yeah. Your driver's license. And but, you know what? None of these children can use guns.
You've been driving
since
then. They
don't get guns because they can't. Of course they're not old enough.
No, and also, you never use
guns. And they can't vote, so it's never peaceful change.
Also, they never use guns.
That's true.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. Children fight with their fists.
And supernatural powers.
Supernatural powers.
And tiny digital monsters.
But since supernatural powers don't exist in this world.
Yeah.
They're punching people? Are using guns.
No, they're punching people.
With their tiny child
their
fists.
Their guts is what changes the world. Think about what we're drawing information, like inspiration
Think about
from.
The TV show Guts.
Yeah.
Do you remember the TV show Guts?
I don't.
Oh. It was like American Gladiators, but for children.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of horrible.
Well, I mean, you didn't have like full-grown adults and just like ripped adults named Laser and Blade punching children out. This is an obstacle course.
Yeah, I know. It's just I'm picturing children in those like leotards, though.
I don't know.
They're still as muscly as the people. They're just children sized.
I don't know because I'm picturing a 35-year-old man called Blade suplexing a child.
That's making you laugh. Who has no empathy now, Kevin?
Well, I mean, of course, Kevin? I know they feel bad. I just don't care.
Oh, yeah, okay, great. Perfect.
Maybe this might be a good time to get a word from our sponsors.
Sure.
All right.
Today's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by Twerking, the Kegel of dance moves.
Just make that butt meat bounce over and over.
That's right. I want you to cramp your tiny, tiny butt muscles right above your sacrum. I just want you to cramp them so bad.
Just up and down, up and down.
Everybody twerk.
Right now.
Everybody twerk.
Do it right
twerk,
now.
Twerk, twerk, twerk.
We will know if you're not twerk, doing twerk, it. Twerk, so you twerk, do it.
Let me see
I can twerk, see you right twerk, now, twerk, Derek. Twerk, do it. Twerk, Derek, twerk. Twerk, twerk, twerk. Derek! He's not going to do it.
He'll do it.
All right. He'll do it eventually.
He'll do it eventually.
They all do it eventually.
Peer pressure. Remember, everybody, tell your friends to twerk.
Thank you, twerking.
Thanks for sponsoring our episode, twerking.
Okay, let's get back into this. So, it's something that came up, came up in my mind, bubbled up to the top, like some sort of carrot in a stew.
This is a weird metaphor.
It bubbled up like bubbles are wont to do.
It followed the rules of buoyancy, you see.
Then it flew into the air and exploded and became a phoenix.
That is a weird stew. Your brain is a weird stew,
it's
Kevin.
It's called phoenix stew.
I guess if you put a phoenix there, it would be reborn. And is that how you cook it? It like bursts into flame and is reborn and then it's warm?
No, it's called that because when you eat it, it comes back again.
That's terrifying. You eat it and a phoenix comes to... This is an assassination stew.
It just comes right out of your mouth.
It comes out in your stomach. A ball of fire in your stomach.
Well, I mean,
that's worse than acid reflux.
That's why you... Well, we said it comes out the other end.
Oh, that gives new meaning to Ring of Fire.
Man, you destroyed that toilet. I know. No, you destroyed that toilet. You unleashed a phoenix in it.
That's right.
It's freaking the fuck out. It's still in there.
Yep.
All right, children.
How's your colon doing? From about, colons to children.
About,
let's
about
do this.
Medium, about medium rare.
Medium rare. Not bad.
Not bad. This is something that sort of popped up. I like the idea that if you were working at a job and you wanted to, for example, get a pay raise, but your boss is like, no, no pay raises. You're like, hey, give me a pay raise or I'll get my 5-year-old brother in here and he'll fuck your shit up.
He will.
He will. He will.
With his guts.
He's got him. He's got
He's
guts.
Got the guts. He's got the will. He's got the power.
He's got a .44 revolver that I gave him.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's against the law. Take that kid's gun away.
Hey, that child wants to keep his gun. Guess he's going to change the law.
See, also, some children would try to do it in nonviolent ways. I'm not saying it would succeed, but you'd have child bands trying to spread certain ideologies.
Wait, I like the idea of also just like a bunch of 8-year-olds in like a punk rock band.
Yeah. It would happen.
just little tiny mohawks and like spikes.
No, no, no. Their mohawks are huge, Kevin.
Mohawks the size of other children.
Yep.
The only
giant spike coming out of the top of their head.
They're a unicorn is what they are.
Yep, except that spike is as tall as they are.
I am a unicorn. Time to rock.
Unicorn, 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 unicorn. Change the system, change the system. Unicorn, unicorn. Copyright. That song is copyright.
We did it right now. You can't stop us.
Can't stop us. Creative license.
Can't stop us, won't stop us.
Don't stop me now, Kevin.
Children could stop us, though.
Yeah, they could.
If they wanted to change things.
If they wanted to change this podcast, only a child could do it.
I like the idea of being able to use children as threats. Because it's not even...
Whoa.
Oh, you had a brainwave?
I had a brainwave.
All right. Do your thing.
People would be unhappy, so they would have children because it's the only way to get out of their unhappy situation.
Well, exactly. That's what I was saying. It's like, if only children could change the world, then only children could change the world. If you are a 25-year-old man who is upset with how things are, you can't do shit except for have a kid.
Yeah. Hey, I'm really unhappy. Are you unhappy? Yeah, I'm unhappy too. Want to have a baby? Yeah, that sounds like our only option right now.
Hey, baby, I'm thinking about changing the world.
Wanna
help me?
Wanna knock boots to make that happen?
Don't worry, we'll just put them in an orphanage. We'll just give them more energy. Orphanages are essentially just like tiny little training camps for children.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Think of how many orphanages
would they even have schools?
World.
Would they just have orphanages? Specialized orphanages that taught them certain skills. I have a list of certain skills. Liam Neeson is a child.
One of them's archery. I like archery a lot.
Oh, they could have bows and arrows.
I mean, you could use a gun. No, archery. Archery. Yeah. Archery is fine.
Listen to me very closely. I know I can't do anything, but I have three children. They have skills, particular skills.
I can help you. Let me help you.
So you either let my wife go right now, or I'm sending these children after you.
All right, let's. Here's what I want us to do. I want us to go through some very popular properties that would have to be reworked now that we live in a world where only children can make a difference.
Lay it on me.
All right. I'll go first.
Lay it on me.
Batman. He wouldn't wait until he was an adult.
No, he would have to do it as a child.
He would do it like his parents are shot, and then next week he's out on the streets as Batman.
Yep. Don't worry, though. He's already been trained.
Well, of course he has.
By his parents.
By his parents.
By the way, they were murdered by another child.
All of Batman's rogues gallery are children.
Yeah, they're all children.
Yeah.
Which makes the Joker adorable. Come on, you've met that child who is an anarchist. They are adorable.
Anarchy! Anarchy!
That child is the most fun child to everyone but their parents and teachers. Good thing I'm neither of those.
I like to have a child trying to put on a low voice.
I am the knight.
I am the knight. I am Batman. What are you trying to do? I'm tapping a low voice.
Where are the drugs?
Sound like a fraud.
Where's Rachel?
Then, of course, he starts going through puberty.
Meanwhile, Bane kid.
I am the Batman.
Bane kid.
What?
Hello. I see you've fallen into my trap. It is I, Bane Child.
They all just add child to their name.
Well, yeah, Bat-Child. It can't be Batman.
No. He's Bat-Child.
Bat-Child.
Because no one would be afraid of Batman, but they would be afraid of Bat-Child.
They'd shit their pants.
They would shit their pants at Bat-Child.
They would shit their pants. They'd be like, that is a child and a bat. Terrifying.
What do? We give up. We can't beat them.
Give up.
Can't beat that child.
Can't beat that child. That's against the law. Cannot be a child.
I like the idea.
That's a law, by the way.
I like that. Oh, by the way, don't beat up children.
It's the law.
Just a little tip here from the third space. Don't beat up children.
Don't do it.
Don't beat up children.
Or other people.
I like the... Don't beat up anyone.
Don't beat up people.
I like the...
Also, don't try and catch drunk people in Pokeballs so that they can fight for you later. Don't know if we were clear about that.
Good reference.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be cool with that.
Ah.
The jury's still out on whether or not. Because once you capture them, they're essentially your property.
No. No.
According to the Pokeball law of 1891, If you catch it, it's yours.
That's okay, fine.
Sure. That statue.
Hit me with another franchise.
Hang on, very quickly, before we do that, I do want to take a moment and imagine a baby penguin. Maybe not a baby, but like a child penguin, but full grown thugs.
Yeah, you're right.
Because the penguin doesn't just fight Batman. Like, no. Like, Joker pretty much just wants to fight
Batman.
The
child would be running a criminal syndicate.
Exactly. So it's a child with a monocle.
Yep. And a cane.
And a cane.
That is also an umbrella.
That is also a gun.
Yep.
That's also a knife.
Except it wouldn't be a gun.
Right. Because, it would be a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
It would be a bow and arrow. Even the evil kids can't use guns.
No, it's the law. They have to change that law.
Look. I will steal, and I will kill, but I will not shoot a gun.
Well, if they get killed, they get tried for homicide.
The children?
Yeah.
Well, it's the penguin.
All of the laws still apply, Kevin.
Well, but the penguin is already a criminal. He's just a criminal who's a child.
Well,
now.
Maybe a bad child will catch him.
Wait, are we doing just a bunch of children who are like, I don't want to break the law, but I will be a jerk.
Maybe.
I got a criminal syndicate, but don't break the law.
Well,
mostly just jaywalk.
It would break the law, but that means that adults can come after them.
Well, yeah, that's the penguin. Adults already come after the penguin.
By the way, when you first started talking about this,
Gordon.
I had forgotten about Batchild. So you were like, I just want a child penguin that has a bunch of full-grown-ass thugs. So I was like, you mean like Happy Feet, but all the adult penguins are wearing bandanas and gang signs? Like...
No, Happy Feet is already a child changing the penguin world,
at least. That's true.
Yeah, exactly.
We've been spending most our lives living in a penguin's paradise.
It's just really cold.
I eat fish once or twice living in a penguin's paradise.
I mean, it's not going to be once or twice.
After minute.
The hot new parody song, Penguin's Paradise.
Take it up, Weird Al.
We know you've got time.
Sure he does.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he's voicing on a new Disney show.
Is he?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. For a while, everyone thought it was just like the Weird Al show, because that's what they were hyping it as, but it's not. It's just Weird Al Yankovic's voice. He voices the lead character of the show.
I would watch a Weird Al show.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird to see his voice come from a child.
Yeah, that is weird. That is definitely weird.
Because if anyone does not have the voice of a child, it's Weird Al Yankovic.
Also, all politicians are children in this universe.
Oh, right. They are.
Yep.
Yeah, they are. So, wait.
Vote for me, and I will make recess 5 minutes longer.
Hold on. I got a new property.
Okay.
The Bourne movies.
Oh, shit.
Jason Bourne is like
a child.
Yeah, is like.
But everyone else is still adults.
Still, yeah, everyone else is still an adult.
But that child will straight up kill you.
Jason Bourne.
With crazy martial arts moves.
Jason Bourne is an 11-year-old child.
Yeah.
And he has been trained to change the world.
But he doesn't remember.
But he doesn't. He woke up in a kiddie pool.
Yeah. Well, a ball pit.
He woke up in a ball pit.
Woke up in a ball pit.
Didn't understand where he was.
Nope. It'd be an epic fight in a, like, jumping jamboree.
Once again, everyone else is an adult.
Yeah.
Only Jason Bourne is a child.
A highly effective killing machine child.
Highly effective killing machine child.
Yeah. Illuminette.
I like the idea that even in, like, that weird Bourne legacy movie with Jeremy Renner's still an adult.
Yep.
He's just following in the footsteps of an 11-year-old Matt Damon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
Jason Bourne. He is the most dangerous boy I've ever seen. He still meets a full grown French woman.
Yep.
Yeah. Who obviously, instead of that becoming a weird pedophilic relationship.
No, it's maternal.
It's maternal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she dies.
Yep. Tragedy.
Tragedy. And then just 11-year-old Jason Bourne just straight up just...
You took my mother figure!
Just tearing apart the...
Just takes his tiny fist and rips out somebody's trachea.
Yeah, pretty much. I like the idea that someone just like, well, what if we just wait like 5 years? He won't be able to do it anymore. But he's coming after us right now.
That's true. What are you going to do? Run from a child for 5 years? Let me tell you, that child has more energy than you do and will catch up.
He also has...
Can't drive, though, so if you have a car, you're okay.
He also has undiagnosed ADHD.
Oh, no.
Jason Bourne.
You've created a monster, Kevin.
We can't stop him. No one can stop him.
Nobody can stop him.
Jason, sit down. I'll break your neck.
Jason, time out. You can't make me do anything.
Then he just jumps out a window. Why was he even here?
Who knows? Maybe we'll never know. The mysterious mind of an 11-year-old.
Oh, man.
I want to throw out something else.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Peanuts is a crazy action show.
I guess, yeah, because both of those children go around just having, like, nice conversation, talking about Christmas or Halloween. Mm-hmm. That many children in one place, all so precocious. They're all so precocious.
They are very precocious.
They are changing the world.
They are changing the world.
Yeah, because everyone was watching, like, this isn't realistic at all. Children don't do that. Children go out into guerrilla combat in the Congo fighting insurgents.
Yep.
They don't just sit around and talk about how crappy that tree is.
Yep. They don't charge 5 cents for advice.
No, they don't. They just tell you what they don't give advice.
That safety blanket the world. Is a safety garrote.
he just walks around with like a bloody garrote behind him.
No, it's still a blanket. He just chokes people out with it. Linus is stone cold, Kevin.
Linus is a stone cold killer.
Yeah.
And then there's the one with the piano.
Yep.
Some sort of musical savant. Destroying all who stand in his way. And of course, Charlie Brown's still kind of like a wimp, but.
Yeah, Charlie Brown is a horrible.
He's the heart.
Well, Charlie Brown is an ineffective child.
Lucy, though.
Lucy is super effective.
And same with Marcy. Their yep. friend? Yeah. Yep. Marcy is just like that quiet one who can just kill everything.
She's the hacker.
Yeah. Marcy's sitting in the van hacking into their mainframe.
Launching nuclear missiles.
Just at other nuclear missiles.
Yeah, out of the air. Shooting them out of the air.
Shooting them up and back down.
Nuclear missile warfare.
Nuclear missiles pull out other nuclear
Listening
missiles.
Listening to Rush.
I don't mean to tell you, I don't mean, that's the lyrics, right?
Well, it's a modern day warrior, mean stride, today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
I don't think he says
Close
that.
Close enough, though.
You just curse at me?
Take me down to the boat by the river, Kevin.
And I know you curse me. With your witchcraft.
I started quoting Styx lyrics, and you were like, that's an insult.
Well, you curse me with your Rush witchcraft, and then your Dick's Voodoo.
Okay, I want to throw another franchise out at you.
Okay.
Waterworld.
Now
Waterworld, Kevin.
Now, I insist Waterworld is all children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no.
No?
Only Kevin Costner.
Only Kevin Costner.
He's the only one that brings about change.
I mean, but the rest could just be ineffectual children.
Child with gills.
A gill child?
Gill child.
I like the idea that also in like superhero movies, the superheroes... Like the Flash or...
No, some of the superheroes would still be people.
Well, no, he's like...
Actually, you know what? Batman would still be a man.
Wait,
Batman would still
be
a man. You know why? He never changes anything.
Wait. Here, hang on. Let me do my thing. Let me do my thing. I like the idea that in all these super movies, they're the heroes, like the Flash, like the Batman, all those things like that, are ineffectual. But their sidekicks... That's where the real money comes in. So you got like Kid Flash, and you got
Robin,
and you got Superboy. No, wait.
What? Superboy's teenager.
Who's that? Superman does have a kid who keeps following him around.
No, that's an extra dimensional entity.
At some point he gave him to like a gorilla or something. He also might be a reporter. Superman's a dick.
Yeah, there's an entire website dedicated to that.
The entire
not
world
a sponsor.
Is the KK.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but still pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
They're not twerking, but they're close.
Yeah. Twerking. Sorry, Superman's a dick. Twerking just is just a better sponsor now imagine for us.
If Superman,
just a better sponsor. Sorry, Superman.
If super, now imagine if Superman just like pulled that cape aside and bent over and just twerked. Would he be? Could he super twerk? Could
Superman can't twerk because if he twerks, the vibrations will cause an earthquake and destroy the world.
Well, that's the question I have. Could he? Could he? Is this twerking in a way that it could just like destroy things?
Also, Superman's ass is too tight.
He can't twerk.
He can't twerk.
It's just
has the ability to fly. Can turn back time by flying around the planet. Cannot twerk.
Which
too
is
tight.
Which is his greatest regret.
His one weakness.
He just sits there watching Nicki Minaj videos, yep, just with like bourbon in one hand, being like, "Why can't I?"
Beside him is Sam the Eagle.
I can see. I understand.
Understand your sorrow, Superman.
We are both a symbol of America, and yet we cannot be symbols for ourselves.
Okay.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
That meant nothing.
Thanks, Mr. the Eagle.
Mr. T-Eagle.
By the way, I just want to put this in your head. I don't want to talk about it, but I want you to have this image. Mr. T as a child.
Now, we're not going to talk about that. Nope. We're going to talk about the A-Team, though. Are they all children?
Yeah.
Oh, because they're children who are being used by the military to cause change, and then they were blacklisted.
Yeah, so then they're still causing change, but against the people that train them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is why, if you're going to blacklist your child ops, you got to make sure you get all of them.
Yes. Yes.
This needs to be a full-on Anakin Skywalker murder rampage.
All Anakin Skywalker was doing what any logical person would do.
By the way, only children can be Sith.
Only children can be Sith.
Because they're trying to effect change.
I guess fair enough.
Jedi are all adults.
Wait, so can we talk about Star Wars, where Luke is a child.
Yeah.
Leia's a child.
Yeah.
Han's an adult.
Yeah.
Chewie's a child.
Yeah.
Vader's a child. All the other Imperials are adults.
Yeah.
So what's
this story becomes way too convoluted, because how can they be related?
I don't know.
Because Palpatine's a child too.
Did you call him Palpatine?
Yeah, Palpatine.
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 It's a Palpatine.
I don't know what you want from me.
He's a Palpatine.
I'm saying the same thing as you.
No.
Yeah, Palpatine.
You're right. Sounds exactly the same.
I'm saying the same thing as you.
Palpatine.
Palpatine.
Okay, you weren't saying Palpatine. You're saying Palpatine.
Palpatine.
You're saying Palpatine like he's a pap smear test.
You're a pap smear test.
You're a pap smear dick.
What?
What? What?
I feel like we did this as an intro.
This ain't an intro. This is real
life.
This
is real.
This is real life.
This is not planned.
Okay, so hang on. Very quickly, Star Wars. Okay, so
we should get back to the real world.
But no, but here's the thing. These are the movies that are made in the real world.
Oh, that's right.
Because you can't make things like, as we said, Peanuts, because everyone's like, that's ridiculous.
But here's the thing. Vader is an adult. Anakin Skywalker is a child. Because...
Or does Star Wars all just take...
Because Vader is trying to keep the status quo.
That's fair enough. So he was a child, then became an adult, got super pissed off because he can't change the world anymore.
Yeah, now he just goes around force choking bitches.
Yeah. 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 Darth Vader, force choking bitches.
Yeah.
All up and down the place.
All up and down everywhere.
All up and down everywhere.
Yeah, force lightning, don't need that. Just
okay.
Force choke.
So in a world where... In a world where only children can change.
All the children are politicians.
All the children are politicians.
All politicians are children.
All politicians are children.
They're guerrilla ops.
They're guerrilla ops. Like, children are pretty much...
There are children boy bands. Boy bands that are actually made of boys.
I guess. Boy
bands. And not 22-year-old men.
Boy bands known for their desire to incite change.
Yep.
And not just feelings in you.
No.
No.
Although... Oh, maybe their journey is to just change your heart,
Kevin. I thought children would be like either punk rockers or those, or like, the protest hip hop rappers.
Like Flobots.
Yeah. Yeah. Those will all be children.
They can ride their bike with no handlebars, Kevin.
They learned just last week.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of it.
Yeah. They can make a comic book.
That song changes so...
They can draw a platypus.
Wait, the song changes so dramatically when you imagine children.
They're just children the entire time.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run a business, and I can make you want to buy a product.
Movers, shakers, and producers.
Me and my friends understand the future.
Nice.
I pull the strings that control the system. I mean, they do. With no resistance. Man, we should have been sponsored by the Flobots. Sorry, avid listeners,
specifically
Flobots.
Specifically the song Handlebars.
Yeah.
Because that song's so much better. Because it's just a child bragging about all
the things.
Kevin,
get on the line.
We
need to talk to our agent.
Our agent who just happens to be Flobots.
Flobots.
Flobots is our agent.
Yeah, well, they're avid listeners.
We created quite a world
they
here.
They won a contest.
They gotta be our agent.
Yeah.
What a contest it was.
What a contest it was. I can't believe it. Bet you wish to listen to the first 9 episodes now.
What a world we created. Do you have anything else to say, or do you want to just wrap it up?
Well, let me think for a second. Because I feel like we're missing something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're getting close to the end of time, but have you got something?
Okay. I think I got it.
You think you got it?
Yeah. The older children would have to be the teachers.
I like the idea.
Because you could not teach somebody something if you were an adult, because that'd be change.
I like the idea that the way the school system works is you teach children, then eventually the children become the teachers.
Yeah. Like 15, 16 year olds, they're the teachers.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
They have to be, because otherwise you couldn't change the intellect of the child.
Yeah. Yeah, no, fair enough. What a shitty school system.
But it's the fantastic school system.
But it's the only way it can work.
The only way it can work.
Yeah, it's the only way it can work.
I think that's a good note to end on.
Sure, we'll end on that.
Ding!
I thank you very much for listening to this episode of The Third Space.
Yeah, thank you.
If you liked it, and we hope that you did, you can rate and review us. We need those 5-star ratings, and we love reviews.
Yeah.
It'll help people find us. It's really what we want.
It also gives us feedback. If there's things that you like, you let us know.
Yeah. Things that you didn't like, well, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, or just don't put it on iTunes.
Yeah, yeah. Just shout it at a wall.
Maybe make some slam poetry.
Okay, if you make a slam poetry critique of The Third Space, yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
We will only take critiques in the form of slam poetry. It's in our contract.
Yep, we don't have to listen to criticism unless it comes in that form. We also have a website.
Yes.
www.thirdspacepodcast.com.
Yes. You can see us on Twitter at ThirdSpaceCast. You can send us an email at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
You can do all those things.
You can do all those things at once. It's the future.
Whoa. The future.
Just put up a bunch of different windows.
Our theme song is Balrog Boogie by the Diablo Swing Orchestra.
Yes. And I think that's all the housewarming.
Well, send us your suggestions. If there's a topic that you'd like us to cover, please let us know. Even if there's you don't have something specific, but you want us to talk about a specific universe, like... maybe Star Trek or...
yeah.
I don't know.
I had someone in real life, the real world, actually give me some suggestions.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I told my dad that we weren't getting enough suggestions, so he's going to brainstorm. And I am so excited for his suggestions.
Jeremy's dad's suggestions.
Just so everyone knows, I watched 300 with my dad in a movie theater.
Yeah.
He was silent the entire time. Nothing. No reaction. As we're leaving the theater, he turns to me in a straight face, and all he says is, "That was exciting."
I like to imagine him sitting there just cross-armed and just nodding his head.
That's what he does.
He's like, yes. Yes.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't emote
at
all.
I mean, yeah, but it's an audio format. I got to say something. I'm sitting here nodding my head. No one can see me.
I can see you.
That's all that matters.
Am I no one to you, Kevin?
Well, I mean, for at least an hour a week, you're someone.
Oh, great. Thanks. Join us next week on the third space when we do the entire podcast in verse.
Do you know what our pentameter will... Wait, no, wait.
What?
What?
You mean what our meter will
what
be?
Our meter... No. It's going to be pentameter. It's going to be iambic pentameter. It's going to be like Shakespeare.
Is it going to be like Shakespeare so we can mess it up, or is it strict iambic pentameter?
If it means something...
Tune in next week to find out.